91X News.
Good afternoon. It's 4 degrees and cloudy at noon. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Joseph Carey. Police continue to scour the country for an Ontario man accused of killing his 7-year-old stepson. Meanwhile, the child's family is preparing to lay him to rest. The family of Nathan Dumas says the boy's funeral will be held on Friday, not far from his home in St. Catharines. Niagara Regional Police allege 43-year-old Justin Kruger attacked the boy on Friday morning, causing undisclosed injuries that led to his death in a hospital the next day. They allege Kruger has also stabbed an employee of the local RBC branch moments after the attack on Nathan, sending her to the hospital. Police are searching for Kruger, who is wanted on a Canada-wide warrant for second-degree murder and attempted murder. A new report from the Commons Committee on the Status of Women is calling for a mandatory training on sexual assault for all judges, federal police officers, and federal police officers. Liberal MP Pam Dumoff says the report delves into how to tackle what she calls rape culture and victim blaming.
Witnesses told the committee about a pervasive climate of rape culture in Canada that normalizes, excuses, and tolerates violence against young women and girls in public spaces, across universities and college campuses, and online.
As well in Ottawa, the opposition conservatives say the federal Liberals are causing angst across the country by publicly dropping hints about what could be or might not be in tomorrow's budget. Interim Conservative leader Rona Ambrose told an Ottawa news conference today that it's disconcerting for investors and average Canadians. She pointed to suggestions of a capital gains tax hike as just one example.
They dropped, we might change capital gains tax to 75%, which has put massive anxiety across this country from the investor community, from regular hardworking people who are worried about the fact that they, after their after-tax income, have invested in their homes and their businesses, and now they're wondering if the government's going to come after a big chunk of those personal assets that they have.
Ontario Finance Minister Charles Sosa is urging Ottawa to boost the capital gains tax on the sale of homes that doesn't qualify for a principal residence exemption. Sosa suggested that could help cool Toronto's overheated housing market. The opposition conservatives say the federal Liberals need to help Canada's young people find work. But interim Conservative leader and Rona Ambrose again told a news conference in Ottawa today that she doesn't expect that help to be included in tomorrow's federal budget. Ambrose calls that another broken promise from Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
He promised to come in and make things better for young people in this country. 40,000 full-time jobs have been lost for youth in the last year, just in the last year.
Earlier this month, Statistics Canada reported employment among youth aged 15 to 24 was little changed both in February and year-over-year basis. But with fewer young people seeking jobs, their employment rate declined by 0.9 percentage points to 12.4%. The opposition parties didn't get many answers today when they asked Prime Minister Justin Trudeau about his budget plans for Wednesday. Trudeau told the Commons his government's second budget will detail how the Liberals plan to invest in the middle class. But he added that more private sector money is needed to make those investments.
We understand that there is room for global investment of private capital in Canadian infrastructure. It is a way of leveraging more money to be able to build things like public transit, like power grids, the kinds of things that Canadians need more of.
NDP leader Tom McClure got no firm commitments when he asked Trudeau whether the Liberals will privatize the country's airports. Government documents suggest a new infrastructure bank could free up billions in new money for social services in Canadians' regular use, such as childcare, recreational facilities, and senior centers. However, NDP leader Tom McClure, who has dubbed it a privatization bank, says he's worried the mechanism will cost Canadians much more in the long run.
This is something that is being put in place to help Bay Street, to help Canadian banks. It's not there to help Canadians. The cost of that infrastructure could double because of this infrastructure bank that they're putting in place.
Documents obtained by the Canadian press indicate funding for social infrastructure projects, which tend to be less attractive to private investors, could increase by one-third if the bank meets its target of leveraging $4 in private investment for every dollar from the federal government. Former Irish Republican Army commander Martin McGuinness has died at the age of 66 after a short illness. The announcement was made today on Twitter by his Sinn Féin party. Former UK Prime Minister Tony Blair says the reason there is peace in Northern Ireland is because people like McGuinness were prepared to ask their constituency to change in a situation of enormous difficulty.
I hope his memory, having made that change from war to peace, that his memory also stimulates and spurs those people in Northern Ireland politics today to remember how fragile that peace is and how important it is that we keep it.
Blair worked with McGuinness to forge Northern Ireland's 1998 peace accord. Now, that's QNET News on 91X at 12:05. Sports is next.
On the journey to a new career, there are a handful of pivotal moments. When you seize them, these moments are like springboards, launching you toward your dreams. The next pivotal moment on your journey is Saturday, April 8th. That's the Spring Open House at Loyalist College. You can join a group session, speak one-on-one with professors, and learn all about that program you've been considering. The Spring Open House at Loyalist. Seize this moment. Saturday, April 8th from 10 to 1. Loyalist College. They put you to work.
Now, QNET Sports. I'm Joseph Karen. Tyler Bozak scored the go-ahead power play goal with less than 2 minutes left in regulation as the Toronto Maple Leafs notched a huge 4-2 victory over the Boston Bruins Monday night. The win pulled the Leafs to within 1 point of the Bruins for a third spot in the Atlantic Division. Toronto, currently holding the final wildcard position in the Eastern Conference, also holds a game in hand. A malfunctioning clock briefly delayed the start of the game and wasn't used until the start of the third period. Game plan was announced at stoppages by the public address announcer and displayed in a corner of the video board issues that were most apparent during power plays with no time counting down penalties. The opening 20 minutes were choppy as a result of the malfunctions, but entertaining. The two teams traded chances with playoff positioning on the line. Winnipeg has the first 3 meetings of the season. Toronto entered the night 3 points back of third place Boston with a game in hand. The original six rivals will face off tonight in Montreal. The Canadiens will take on Detroit in one of 11 NHL games. Calgary visits Washington, and Ottawa is at Boston. Winnipeg will entertain Philadelphia, and Vancouver plays in Chicago. Two more wins for Ottawa's Rachel Hallman at the World's Women's Curling Championship in Beijing. She defeated South Korea's 9-8 before dumping Scotland's Eve Murhead 8-2 at the Capitol Gymnasium. Homan has won seven straight round-robin games, is on the verge of clinching a playoff spot. The Toronto Raptors will extend their winning streak, or will hope to extend their winning streak, to three games tonight. They're home to the Chicago Bulls tonight. Toronto enters play 5.5 games behind the first place Cleveland in the Eastern Conference standings. Raptors are 3.5 games behind Boston in the Atlantic Division race. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver calls the way teams are choosing to rest their starters in some games an extremely significant issue for the league. He's telling team owners that the matter will be discussed at the league meetings next month. Some top teams are having key players sit out entire games as the postseason approaches. In local sports, the Trenton Golden Hawks are sharpening their talents for an away game tonight as they face off against the Stouffville Spirits at the Duncan Memorial Arena. While the Wellington Dukes are set to square up against the Coburg Cougars in a fierce bout of humans versus animals at the Coburg Community Center tomorrow. Be sure to send us your team or league scores at our email, qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville today is a high of 8 degrees with the clouds clearing as the day goes on. Right now, it is 12:09, 4 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Joseph Karen. News on 91X next at 1.